T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, bringing you the very best. Of course, in Philadelphia, when the Eagles play during the week, we're honored to have Ray Dittinger with us today on a Friday to break all this down here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ray, welcome in. Thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to do it, Dom.
Well, look, I didn't think it was horrible last night, but the only big negative, I guess, to me, there was a bit of a tell here with Jalen Hurts, the long ball, and several inaccurate passes didn't look so good. That's the biggest negative takeaway for me. How about you?
Coaching.
Oh, that too. Well, of course. Yes.
That was a big concern for me. I mean, it certainly wasn't. You know, Hurts did not play well. That's pretty obvious. I mean, his accuracy just wasn't there. I mean, he was all over the place throwing the ball, and yet the coaches just continued to run the same stuff all the time. I mean, when you have a quarterback, especially a young quarterback who's struggling the way this guy has struggled now for the last couple of weeks, as a coaching staff, you have to do what you can to help him out. And one of the things you do is you just have them turn around and hand the ball off once in a while, you know?
Right.
And instead, they're just doubling down with this thing. I mean, to the point where the running backs had one carry in the first half. I've been watching Eagles football for 50 years, Dom, and you pretty much the same. And I've seen a bunch of coaches come through this town, including Andy Reid, who didn't like to run the ball. But I've never seen a coach call a game the way Nick Sirianni's calling this game.
Well, you know why it's not catching me by surprise, and I don't think you. This is what I thought Sirianni was, right? It plays into my narrative. He was chosen to take orders and do all that. I always thought this guy came from nowhere, and I didn't see it. But more, I even look at the body language of the defensive coach. Mm-hmm. Look, Brady is very difficult to do anything, and I think the guys last night, not Joe Buck, I don't even listen to him, but his partner, they were talking about there's certain things in the middle of the field with Tom Brady. You just don't do that. And the only thing that stopped Brady ultimately is they did seem to get more pressure on him. They finally were able to, not sack him, but they did get pressure. But in several of those drives, it was too easy. It was way too easy. Whatever they were doing, leaving the middle open, didn't work against him.
Yeah, he just carved him up, which, you know, I mean, he's been doing that to defenses now for 20 years. It seems it's ridiculous, but, I mean, that's how long he's been doing it. And he's always been pretty much the same guy. I mean, he's great, but everybody knows what you have to do to stop him. I mean, you got to get pressure on him. That's number one. But number two, you have to mix things up. You have to confuse him. You know, it's hard to confuse them, but you can confuse them. We've seen teams do it. I mean, it's, you know, you mix up your coverages. You bring blitzes from different angles and from different positions. You throw things at him that you haven't shown before on film that he's not prepared for. And maybe you can take advantage and, you know, tip a ball, intercept a pass, you know, strip a sack. I mean, something like that can stop their momentum. But if you do what Jonathan Gannon was doing last night, which is just sitting in quarters coverage and just playing a zone with the safeties deep and leaving the middle of the field wide open, I mean, Tom Brady's going to—he's just going to eat that up all night long. And last night, Dom, he threw 42 passes. He completed 34 of them. He completed 80% of his passes. I mean, for as great a career as Tom Brady has had, and statistically, and the records he set, that's the highest completion game he's had in his career. And he had it last night, and the Eagles allowed him to make it look easy.
And he apparently does have a bad thumb. I think on a couple throws, the announcers, and I kind of agree, that might have played a part. God knows, he might have completed 40 out of 42 or something.
He very well may have. And I do think it was bothering him because, I mean, you look at the number of really short little dink-dunk passes he was kind of throwing. He really wasn't pushing the ball down the field at all. So
no.
I definitely think the hand and the thumb was a factor. I mean, he would never say that, but I think that it was. But it certainly didn't stop him from being really effective. But the real problem here is that the Eagles made it way too easy for him.
Hey, Ray, put into perspective, by all accounts, a guy who I think is a very, very good guy, and I think even more successful than you would have imagined, total number of passes caught with Zach Ertz leaving. And is that a signal? They got something for him, I guess, sort of, that, that they don't have much hope of a playoff berth this year. So particularly with Goddard injured at this point, letting him go now, I guess, was expected, though.
Yeah, kind of was. I had heard a little chatter about it over the last couple weeks. I mean, the Eagles had tried to had shopped Zach Ertz around back in the spring around draft time. They wanted to, they were willing to trade him then for a draft pick. But Howie Roseman had a price in mind, and nobody was willing to meet that price. So they kept him, and they came into the season with him. And frankly, I was surprised. I mean, at the end of last year, it was really kind of a poignant image. I mean, I don't know how many people remember it. The final game of the season, the Eagles played Washington at the Link. And when the game was over, Zach Ertz just sat on the bench by himself. I mean, literally as they were turning the lights out in the stadium, just sitting there by himself, just kind of staring, fully thinking he had just played his last game as an Eagle. I mean, he didn't think he'd be back here this year. I didn't think he'd be back here this year. I don't think anybody really thought so, but he was. And to his credit, he came in and, you know, and he didn't complain, and he just suited up, and he played pretty good. I mean, he scored the first touchdown last night. But, I mean, everybody knew that this was kind of coming, and coming up on his trade deadline. If there was an opportunity to move him and get a return, I kind of felt they were going to do it. And, you know, if you saw Zach last night, if you saw his reaction when he scored the touchdown, I mean, that would, you know, that spike of his, he was not normally a big spike guy, but the way he reacted and celebrated that touchdown, you kind of got a feeling that he kind of knew what was coming this week. I'm sure his agent had been talking to people, and they kind of knew that this was in the works. And so the way he celebrated the touchdown, and if I remember when we were doing the post-game TV show, we had a shot of the players coming up the tunnel to the locker room after the game. And you saw Zach Ertz coming up the tunnel, and you saw the look on his face, and you saw how emotional he looked. And the security and the Eagle security guy, Dom, sort of stopped him at the door and kind of just sort of held him up and talked to him a little bit before he went in the locker room. And it was all... Yeah, I mean, you expect a little bit of emotional reaction among players if they lose a game. You expect them to look a little upset, but this was more than that.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I kind of had the feeling that okay, you know, it's just a matter of which day it's going to be, but he's going to be moving. And you know, you said it yourself. I mean, he was a really good player here, and a really good guy. Got real involved in the community, did a lot of good work, and was a total gentleman. And I'm happy for him because now he gets a chance to go to a really good team that actually has a chance to win something. And
exactly.
I think we've seen the Eagles to this point, and they're not going anywhere. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But Zach Ertz has a chance now to go to a really good team, and who knows, maybe win a second Super Bowl ring.
Now, I enjoy each week when you're on for a lot of reasons, but one of which is a little bit of an insight for people listening when they see what referees are emphasizing or overemphasizing. When I refereed in basketball, I would be pretty tough on certain things, Ray. Taunting is one of them.
Right.
Trash talking to that degree. I just think it has little or no place. Some of it is minor, but the idiot on the Eagles with Fournette, and Fournette played it perfectly. He almost flopped like you would do in basketball when the guy got right in his face with his helmet. And the referees almost had to call that, even though it was a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, and it was. It was just really stupid. And that's been kind of characteristic of this team now all year. I mean, they have been doing dumb things and committing dumb penalties really from week one. And that was a classic example last night. I mean, there's a situation where the Eagles have now crept within a one score of the Buccaneers.
Yep.
They get the ball just a shade under 6 minutes to go. The only thing you got to think about is you got to think about them getting them three and out right now. Right now, get them off the field, preserve as much clock as you can, and try and have them kick it from as deep in their own end as you can so that you get it with the most time and in the best field position. And what's Shenard Avery do? Gets a stupid taunting penalty on the very first play.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that, I mean, it's unacceptable on any team at any level, but especially a team like this that frankly isn't that good. I mean, you can't, the last thing the Eagles, given their personnel and their coaching staff needs at this point, is giving Tom Brady an advantage, you know?
Exactly.
And especially at that point in the game. I mean, that just started the drive. And it's funny when Tampa Bay got the ball with, it was like 5:54 to go. The Eagles are within six. And I said to Barrett Brooks, who was doing the broadcast with me, we're watching the game together, and I said to Barrett, I said, do you think the Eagles are going to get the ball back? Barrett said, no. And I said, no, neither do I. You know, I didn't think the Buccaneers would score, but I definitely thought that Brady would just do what Brady always does.
Oh, God.
Just move the ball down the field, get a couple of first downs, and drain the clock and win the game.
Exactly. Well, we have something still good to look forward to for a few more nights. Tommy and Me, the Delaware Theater in Wilmington, the show runs through Sunday.
Correct.
There have been sellouts and standing ovations all week here. Delaware Theater, spelled theatre.org. Ray is one place to go. So you have, what, three more shows?
We have three more shows. We have one show tonight, and then we have two shows tomorrow, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and then the final show on Sunday, which is a complete sellout at this point. So there's no tickets available at all for Sunday. There are a few tickets left for the two shows tomorrow, 2 and 7, and there are a few tickets left for the show tonight, which is 8 o'clock. And Dan, your producer, his fiance will be joining us.
I hope they get a shout-out from the stage.
I got a question for Ray real quick. Yes, real quick, though. Ray, did you coordinate with the Eagles to get a Thursday night game on the final Sunday of your Tommy and Me? It seems way too coincidental.
Coincidental,
here.
Yes.
I know. Going head to head with the Eagles when you're trying to sell a football play is probably not the best strategic move. But the Delaware Theater Company, they have a large subscription base and a lot of people who are just theater subscribers that don't give a hoot about football. So they kept the schedule has always been Thursday nights and Sunday matinees. So we went up against the Eagles head to head twice, last Sunday for the Carolina game, and then of course last night with Tom Brady. So. But people still came, and people still had a good time. But we're going to finish up on Sunday. I'll tell you, Dom, it's been a great run. The Wilmington folks, the Delaware Theater Company, have been wonderful hosts. The crowds have been tremendous. And I'm going to be real sorry. I'm going to be real sorry to pack it up and put it away on Sunday because it's been such a great, great experience.
Well, it'll be back. I have a feeling the Delaware Valley wants it. They want Ray Didinger. And even Dan Borowski and the fiance coming. That's big. It's like celebrities in the audience here tonight. It's going to be like the NBA at Madison Square Garden, Ray. And thank you. It's so well deserved. And thanks for coming back on today.
Always a pleasure, Tom. Talk to you next week.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.